Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And hello, Marshall, and how are you this morning?
I can't complain, even though we had that cold rain, then we had a day off from the rain, and then we're going to have another cold rain today. You know, it's on and off, kind of like doing the tango.
Yeah, well, you could be in Chicago. They're under a blizzard warning.
Well, good.
They've gotten 7 inches so far. It's still snowing there this morning, so we'll see their snow in the form of rain today. And in Marshall's lovely category, mid-40s, and it will get windy. When will the rain come in? The timing, I think, would be late morning. We'll start seeing the rain through the afternoon and tonight. Tonight, low 40s. Now for tomorrow, it'll turn partly cloudy and windy. Windy is the theme for the week, 45 to 50. Wednesday, changeable skies and windy, some rain or wet snow showers in the afternoon, about 40. Partly cloudy Thursday, mid-40s, and sun mixing with clouds Friday, highs somewhere between 45 and 50. There is another system that's going to be coming in over this coming weekend, which is, of course, the opening weekend of December. And right now, the modeling is suggesting that most of it will be coming in on Sunday, which is not good for me. You could hear me, right, Marshall?
I can hear you.
It's not good for me because Sunday is the day that we head north to chop down our Christmas tree. So the only thing that we can hope for, all of us, is that the rain comes in sooner, like Saturday night, and moves out Sunday morning and salvages a nice afternoon on Sunday. That's this coming Sunday. So that's the scoop with the weather. No cold waves, no winter storms.
Not yet.
Not this week. Yeah. Right. Not this week. So November shouldn't be, the end of November should go out pretty decent for the most part.
Except for that rain possibly on the weekend.
All right. But that's December, though.
No, it's December. Okay.
Right. That's already December, right. December 1st is Saturday. So that's the scoop there. It was 4 days of no relaxation at all. Just want you to know that. Thanksgiving Day turned out very nice, but, you know, it's preparing everything, setting everything up. Yeah. And
I saw that picture of you.
What picture?
Of your family gathering.
I didn't even see it. Oh, somebody must have put it
Yeah, it was you. Gary was standing. You were sitting down at the end of the table. I think Gary, right. Gary was to your left.
Oh, okay. So then maybe Jackie or Craig put that on.
I don't know. Everybody looked happy at the table. It didn't look like there were any fights.
Oh, there wasn't any. It's just that, nobody volunteered to get up and help.
That's right.
So, the cleanup was huge. But we did that. I had to go to Queens Friday morning. That wasn't terrible, by the way, Marshall.
Was that picture taken at your new house?
That, yes.
Okay.
That's the dining room.
All right.
Yes. That's the dining room. I got to go back up. When did you see that today?
No, I put on Christ. I was going to say Christ. It was on, I think it was on Thanksgiving night or the next day, Friday.
Okay. So I had to be Jackie or Craig that put it on. My niece or nephew put that on. And then after the commute back and forth to Queens, which was, by the way, very good. No traffic on Friday. I was completely amazed. Putting away all the Thanksgiving decorations, that took me to Saturday. Away, Marshall.
Yeah.
Packed in bins and away under the stairs in storage. Gone. Over. Done with. And then yesterday, as predicted, it took me 4.5 hours, put out all the outside Christmas decorations. Now, I did not light them up yet because I still feel that you have to wait till December, although a lot of the people in the neighborhood here have been lighting them up. So I got that done. I just have to connect them. Now all I have to do is start shopping.
Now, I have to tell you, once again, my family tradition was always the tree went up on Thanksgiving Day and started to be decorated. And I've stretched it, and then the decorations went up, day by day after that. I've stretched it at my house, where the Thanksgiving The tree goes up, the lights go up, the switch gets thrown, the automatic timers get set, and I'm done until January 1st.
Wow.
And when I do it, my landlord does theirs the same day, and then my right across the road, Reg, the next day, he's got his, you know. So we're all set. We're done.
Wow.
We're done. And call comes down on January 1st. There you go.
Everything comes down on January 1st. So you don't believe in waiting everything up for Easter, right?
Oh.
Easter. I mean, for a little Christmas.
No, January 1st, that afternoon, everything comes down as long as I'm not drunk.
Oh, wow. As long as you're not drunk.
That's right. Or stoned, one or the other nowadays. But yeah, no, that's the tree always went up on Thanksgiving. And like I said, and then the decorations, you know, started little by little because my mother and my grandmother decorated the whole house. And it took days.
Took days, yeah.
And then my mother put tinsel on the tree, and that took days. Strand by strand.
How I do it. Yep, that's how I do it. Yep. It's the only way you could do it. Yeah. Because you just throw it on the tree, it looks so messy.
Yeah, that's it. Strand by strand. And God forbid, as a kid, if we ever touched it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he's doing. You know, may she rest in peace, my mom. She used to say, what are we putting up the Christmas tree and the decoration? What are we putting it up? Okay, Ma. So I'd get everything out. She would unwrap everything. And then I would have to put everything, you know, in place and do the tree and the whole bit. And she would watch it, and that was fine. Because she loved Christmas. And then come the 26th, the 27th, she'd say to me, "When are you taking it down?"
That's exactly right.
And I said, "Aren't we at least waiting? We're going to wait for New Year's?" I said, "Yes." So New Year's would come, you know, and she'd say, "Are you taking it down this weekend?" Or whatever. "You don't want to wait for little Christmas?" No.
That's right.
Okay. I said, nothing like rushing to get it up and rushing to get it down. But she was always like that. This year, I think it's going to be a little more difficult because Christmas falls on, what, Tuesday, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, is that going to make it a little difficult? I mean, well, for you anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, you said you take it down. So you'll be taking it down on Tuesday, January 1st.
Yeah. That's no problem.
Wow. And let me ask you a question about live Christmas. Oh, we got to go, don't we?
That's okay.
Ask you tomorrow.
You can ask me a question.
Do these tree farms stay open even if it's raining?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like on the weekends?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
They only have a limited amount of time.
Time to sell the trees. Gotcha.
So there you go. All right. So with that being said, Pat, we're gonna play a song in honor of you. Okay.
Okay.
I will see if I can get this right here. Here we go. You know what this is?
Wendy.
That's right.
By the association.
All right, Pat. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Take care. Indeed.